FM 90.3 WJTL, Switchfoot and Jen Johnson, Joy Invincible, Doe. So good before that. Good morning, Annie and Fred with you, 705.
Hey, good morning, friends. You can join Nick as she counts down WJTL's top 25. It happens every Friday morning from 9 to 11. Again, on Saturday evenings from 7 to 9, WJTL's top 25 countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
This morning, our very special guest from Mount Calvary Christian School, their superintendent, Jared Greist, with us this morning. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning. Hi, Fred and Annie. It's good. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, so great to catch up with you. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Well, I'll definitely have to say hi to my kids, Annie, Clara, and James. They're at home listening. And then hello to all of the Mount Calvary Christian School students. I'm sure they're either getting on their bus right now or on their way to school.
Yeah, and your bus of kids from all over.
Yeah, we are.
It's pretty exciting. Now, I'm trying to think. I sort of remember when you started at Mount Calvary. How long have you been there?
Yes, I've been there 12 years.
Wow.
Yes.
That's great.
First year superintendent, but 12
Congrats
years at the school.
Congrats on that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And how long has Mount Calvary been around?
So it's since 1976.
That's amazing. Yeah. Tell us about Mount Calvary and what you guys are doing.
Yeah, so Mount Calvary, we exist in order to provide quality education and encourage our students to become faithful and mature followers of Jesus Christ. And so we have a lot of really exciting things. We serve just over 600 students in 5 different counties.
5 different counties. That's
right.
That's amazing.
And you do from pre-K all the way to 12th grade.
So we start with half-day programming for kids who are 3 years old, kind of preschool, all the way through 12th grade and the different opportunities through all the way through the high school.
So tell us about like what a day looks like, what some of your programs are doing.
Yeah, so we have a lot of exciting things that are going on. So just to highlight a couple that are in the high school, you know, right now we just started an ag science elective for our students in the high school. We currently have some trout that are growing in one of our science labs.
We're raising
them, and our high schooler kids are really excited about that. So that's something new that we're doing this year, and something that we think, you know, helps our students to really accomplish one of our goals and one of our outcomes for students, which is we want them to be faithful stewards of what God's given to them and faithful stewards of our earth and the community here.
Amen. Yeah, that's very cool. Now, are you still coaching basketball?
I do not. No, I gave that up a few years ago. I turned that into the hands of a really great coach, and Corey and Phil over in the girls program. They both have their teams going right now. They're actually both in the league championship tomorrow night.
Oh, nice.
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
congrats.
So big shout out to both our girls and guys programs as they compete for league championship opportunity.
Yeah, that's great. You guys do a lot of sports. I mean, you guys are very competitive.
We do.
What are some of the other sports that you have at Mount Calvary?
Yeah, we have golf for both girls and guys, and we also have soccer, volleyball, baseball. And then we have a lot of co-op opportunities for our students to be able to go and do swimming or track and field through a good relationship that we have with the Elizabethtown Public Schools.
That's really cool. Yeah. Now, if folks want to find out more about Mount Calvary, you have some opportunities coming up that they could come out and visit.
We do. Yeah, we have open house coming up. We have two of those. We have one on February the 27th from 2 to 4 p.m. That's Sunday the 27th. And then on March the 3rd from 6 to 8 p.m., we have open house opportunities then. You know, I'd also encourage families, you know, if you have a student who's in the middle school or the high school program and they want to come out and shadow Mount Calvary, you know, that's something that we do on a regular basis. We're actually, I'll give a shout out to Amaya, who is on her way to Mount Calvary this morning to come visit us. She's relocating from Colorado, and we're excited to have her there today.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
so we have those types of opportunities for kids as well.
If folks want to come out to the open houses or they'd like a shadow opportunity online, probably the best thing to do.
Yeah, mcchristianschool.com is our website, and that's the opportunity. Really, you can do anything from there to be able to register for those opportunities.
Check it out online, mcchristianschool.com. We'll talk more with Jared coming up in a bit. Scott Crepane and Patrick Mayberry next.